Illinois Governor Pritzker, Trump to deploy 300 Illinois National Guardsmen to Chicago. By Elizabeth Weibel on October 4, 2025. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, D., announced that President Donald Trump was preparing to federalize roughly 300 Illinois National Guardsmen to Chicago. Pritzker revealed in a series of posts on X that the Department of War had given him an ultimatum to send troops to Chicago, or the Trump administration would. This morning, the Trump administration's Department of War gave me an ultimatum, call up your troops, or we will, Pritzker said. It is absolutely outrageous and un-American to demand a governor send military troops within our own borders and against our will. In the coming hours, the Trump administration intends to federalize 300 members of the Illinois National Guard, Pritzker added in another post. Pritzker continued to claim that the federalizing of the Illinois National Guard would pull hard-working Americans out of their regular jobs and away from their families all to participate in a manufactured performance. Breitbart News reported that Pritzker previously announced that the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, requested the Department of War send hundreds of military personnel to protect U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents and facilities in Illinois after a man opened fire on an ICE facility in Dallas, Texas. Pritzker's post announcing the Trump administration would be federalizing the Illinois National Guard comes after DHS revealed that federal agents in the Broadview area near Chicago were rammed by vehicles and boxed in. The federal agents went on to fire defensive shots at an armed U.S. citizen, DHS Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin said in a post on X. This morning, during routine patrolling in Broadview, in the same area of Chicago that law enforcement were assaulted yesterday, our brave law enforcement officers were rammed by vehicles and boxed in by 10 cars, McLaughlin explained in her post. Agents were unable to move their vehicles and exited the car. Pritzker's post also comes as video footage posted to social media showed protesters hurling rocks and other objects at federal vehicles in Chicago.